So, you know, I think when we first started using immune therapy and when we were doing trials, there was a lot of question about this phenomena of pseudoprogression. It had been first described in the melanoma literature, and it was unclear whether this is something that can happen in lung cancer. And the takeaway that I had after the first couple of years of treating lung cancer patients on trials from the community is that pseudoprogression actually doesn't really happen in lung cancer. It's more of a melanoma phenomena. It's very rare.
I'm not even sure it's that much of a melanoma thing.
Yeah, but that may be. You know, we had a lot of patients who really hung their hat and their hopes on pseudoprogression, and we kept treating them despite their scans getting worse and worse, and patients often didn't make it to another therapy when you did that because they just got too sick. So with her, you know, here she is in the frontline setting. What I thought was a lot of progression, I wanted to get her on something else, some chemo. We did radiation to her brain, just SRS to the largest spot. And then we wanted to start chemotherapy right away the next week with carbo-pem, but that was Thanksgiving week, so we delayed it an extra week. And by the time she came in this week to start carbo-pem, you know, she was wondering if she needed new scans. The reason being that she had progressed so quickly on Pembro in just a 5-week period, and now it had been 3.5, almost 4 weeks since those scans because of Thanksgiving and the radiation. And so she said, do I need some new baseline scans? And I said, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. We talked about whether we should delay the planned chemo for that day in order to get the scans. And she really just wanted to go forward because she was mentally geared up to do chemo that day. And I did too, because I thought the scans really, there would be no option other than to show that they were either the same or further progression. So she had her infusion. She went home. We were able to get scans the very next morning. And it looks markedly better, like almost
wow.
complete resolution compared
wow.
to the quote-unquote progression scan.
Wow. Wow.
And I couldn't believe it.
Crazy. That is unbelievable.
So I think it really was pseudo-progression.
Wow.
It's the first time I've been convinced that I saw it.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, as I listened to that, I was thinking to myself, okay, maybe it was pseudoprogression, but do you think maybe it was just the tumor continuing to grow and the immunotherapy effect being delayed? In other words, that it wasn't the immunotherapy making it worse. It was just the tumor was continuing to grow.
It could have been.
But whatever, I mean, from a clinical point of view, it's very sobering.
Yeah.
The first time we heard this was from the melanoma people a few years ago, was that if the imaging's worse, but the patient's doing well, keep going.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what happened to her? I mean, technically she...
Well, I think it was clouded
wasn't
by
symptomatic.
The diarrhea and the pneumonitis.
Oh, the diarrhea. Yeah, but of course that's true. But on the other hand, that was from the drug.
Exactly.
Wow.
But she had been pretty I mean, the only thing that was bothering her was a visible swelling in her neck. And that had gone down, you know, to be honest. But she wasn't having any other cancer-related symptoms. She was having a lot of immune therapy symptoms. So there was no doubt in my mind that we should stop the immune therapy at that time.
Right, so you had to stop it.
But
wow.
I really thought that she was progressing. So, you know, we actually had a discussion. I presented her to our group this morning. Before I came here, we had our weekly group meeting where we discussed difficult cases. And the question I had was, should I keep going with the chemo? Should we just stop? I don't want to go back to the Pembro, because at least not right now, because of the degree of side effects that she had. Should I just stop everything and just observe?
I know what they said. I'm going to predict.
Okay, go ahead and predict.
I predict they said stop everything and watch her.
They did. Yep, they did. And that's what I was leaning towards, too.
But, you know, it also ties into this whole thing about, like, how long you use therapy for and all this stuff. And I've been starting to hear, I mean, it feels like just like the last few months or something, that people seem like they're more willing to stop therapy in a patient who's already responded. I mean, granted, this is, what, just a couple of treatments, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, for some, you know, when you hear people talking about pseudoprogression, another topic that sometimes comes up, it's kind of different, but is the issue of hyperprogression.
Yes.
And does it even exist? Curious what you think about that phenomena, the idea that are there patients who in some way immunotherapy is stimulating the tumor?
Yeah. Well, I think it was at a meeting that you were hosting in Boston recently where we were talking about this, and Roy Herbst was very, very certain that it didn't happen and there was no mechanistic way that this could happen. I do feel like I've seen it in a couple patients. I mean, to be honest, that's kind of what I was thinking about this woman when I saw her scans.
That's what I know. When you were saying that, I was thinking it was a hyperprogression case.
Exactly. So But I did see it, you know, I thought I saw it, on a couple of patients who were involved in clinical trials in the early days with immune therapy who actually died within a very short time of being on the trial. But I guess what other people who don't think that it's really a real phenomenon, like I think what Roy would tell me is that, you know, cancer progresses sometimes quickly, and that just happens. It's not that the immune therapy had any particular effect on it. So I think we have to learn more about that.